beyond the West. In countries across Africa, protesters have also marched in solidarity with black communities in the United States, while also calling on their governments to address police brutality. Those calls were strengthened after African Union Chairman Moussa Faki Mahamat called on the United States to intensify its efforts to address police brutality, leading demonstrators to question whether their own governments would commit to doing the same. Protests have ignited across the continent's capitals, with people marching in Accra, Lagos, Nairobi, and beyond, with demonstrators in the Kenyan capital demanding justice after a rise in the number of police killings since a curfew was enforced in March to help slow the spread of coronavirus. In Australia, rallies organized by indigenous groups were also held in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. Protesters marched in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, and elsewhere to call on the United States to address police brutality, but also for Australia to reckon with its own treatment of indigenous groups and minority groups in the country, according to data published by the Australian Human Rights Commission. Of all the complaints received by the country's commission under the Racism Discrimination Act in 2015 to 2016, 54% were submitted by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, even though Indigenous Australians account for just 3% of the country's population. Indigenous people in Australia are also disproportionately represented in the country's criminal justice system. A study by the Australian Institute of Criminology found that Indigenous prisoners made up 28% of the country's prison population during fiscal year 2017 to 2018 and accounted for 22% of in-custody deaths.